In a world with many similarities to our own, there lies two planets that are both experiencing societal turmoil. One of them, the planet Remus, there lies a town named Hazel that is on the outskirts of one of the busiest cities on the planet. While society is strained with cultural change, in this town, there are beings that no one has seen and struggle not to be found as time goes on. The following is the story of some of the people who end up finding them through no fault of their own. This is Hazeltown Story.
Alright, we are now back for another session of Hazeltown Story. So before we start, why don't all the people who are in the call with me go ahead and introduce themselves?
Hi, I'm Carnival.
I am, of course, Deathmaster 780.
And I guess I'm Torpid Typist.
All right, so we unfortunately had to miss a session due to just, you know, real life stuff, but that's all right. That's just what happens. But we are back. The only thing is that's going to need a little bit of mental refresher for what exactly we're doing. So does anyone, and by anyone I mean DM, do you want to explain what we did last session?
Yeah, so last time we picked up where we left off, we had just killed a bunch of guys and hidden their bodies in armor inside the castle. We came back out to get the other guy that Queen had knocked out and left in a dumpster. When we got there, we discovered one of the employees had found it, and turns out they wanted part in on this. So they helped us out. We went and interrogated the guy, which went okay-ish. Except for the part where he punched Queen in the throat and knocked her out.
It went great.
We did find out some stuff from him, like how many people are there. Like, there's 20 of them, or I guess 16 now. And yeah, there's nothing really key besides that. And then we called for backup, which ended up being Libra with Ash and a few other people.
Yeah, it's great because I was trying to think, I'm like, what if there was stuff that was happening, but I couldn't remember what? And it's like, oh no, the interrogation took an hour. Yeah. There's all the combat involved. But yes, you are in the aftermath of that kerfuffle. You was trying to figure out where to get our bearings straight. So,
Ash was sending us back to the church to take care of that.
Yep. You were going to go check that, because Libra was going to go check out the castle. And if I get everything right, everyone is keeping their track of their stuff in the sheet, right? Or in the Google Sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Queen's at 5 stress, because I just wanted to make sure that she did. But while she did get downed, she got back up with some assistance.
Yeah, I get knocked down, but I get up again.
You ain't have fun keeping me down.
Okay. So they want you to go back into the church. The chapel, which is like a fake chapel, except actually a real chapel.
Start where we left off with in the room with them, because still have some questions mm-hmm. need answered.
Okay. That sounds about right. That is more stating of what your current objective is.
Yes, going to the church.
So, now that you're kind of in a little bit of a breather, does anyone have anything they want to do immediately?
Queen's back awake, right?
Is there, what was that?
Yeah.
I was asking, is Queen back awake? So.
Yes.
Yep. I'm decidedly not passed out.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, because I don't have any other ideas.
Haley has some questions for Ash.
All right.
Let's just be clear on our objective. How do you want us to deal with the church? Do you want us to be taking prisoners, or are we going scorched earth?
Well, let's not go scorched earth immediately. Leave that as in the, like, have that able in your, like, note that you might have to do that, but I think at this point, we really just need to search, because I have a feeling that there's some hidden stuff that's not exactly super obvious on what, like, they might be, they're hiding rooms or whatever.
I see. Relatedly, while we're doing that, where are you going to be doing?
I got a few of my people that we are going to go into the castle to make sure that keep an eye on things to see if there's any commotion and if there is one that starts to try and deal with the commotion ourselves.
I think it might have a little bit better use of your time. And she goes to the door and calls out for the kid. The leader kid. Right. Once he's in the room, he asks, "Where's the manager's office in this place?"
It's in the castle. It's on the top floor.
I see.
There's a special little offshoot of the main lobby that kind of takes you to, like, an administration office. It's not really, can't really get to it from any of, like, the other upstairs place. You kind of have to go through it in the lobby. It's a little locked up.
All right. Good to know. I guess I'll have to wait. Haley glances at Queen quickly and then back at Ash and says, "For my associates' peace of mind, name Elysium mean anything to you?"
Nope.
Also, just asking Ash this, just to be clear.
Oh, you're asking Ash. I thought you were asking the other person.
Yeah.
No, we still don't know what it is.
All right, then I guess we'll be off.
All right, so... did anyone else have any preparation they wanted to do before they go in?
Not really.
I'm still getting my bearings.
Okay. So... I take it then you all just head to the church?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I do want to have a on the way conversation while we're doing that.
All right.
So as we're walking there, Haley says to Claudia, "I just want to check in with you on something."
Sure.
"Are you going to have a problem with this? I saw your hesitancy with taking out that man earlier."
Look, I have no problem getting into these kind of scraps. I just prefer not to.
"And are you sure this won't be a problem? Because that's what this job is going to be from here on out."
"Look, I'm already here, and if nothing else, you're gonna need, if nothing else, you might need someone to break it for breaking and entering in other ways that aren't, that might not necessarily be immediately fixable with brute force. So I'll see this through. I'm here already."
"That's what I'd like to hear. That was all."
Okay. So, you head back into the church. For the record, that is, like, the big open area that, you know, the big actual inside the church. There is also some rooms on the side that, like, have, you know, side rooms for various, like, small group activities. There's not a whole lot else in the thing.
Is there a back entrance to the church?
No.
Is there anything going on at the church at the moment, or is it still closed?
At the moment, no, it is still closed.
All right, then, guess we'll just go through the front.
Okay. As you go inside, the same two people are still inside. And as you go back in, it's like, "Hey, yeah, we need to... there is some cleaning going on in the church right now. We can't have anyone in there at the moment."
"That's all right, Padre. I don't really need to sit down again. I do need to ask you a question, though.
I don't see what questions you would have for me. We just need you to leave.
But do you do weddings here?
Yes.
Excellent. Can I pick your brain about that?
No. Please leave.
Are you sure?
So the two that are dressed up in... they were dressed up as, like, monks. As you ask that question, they both kind of pull something out of their robe, which is a baseball bat each.
Me and my partner here just want to check out the venue.
So unfriendly.
Seriously.
Yes, they're being very hostile for this kind of questioning.
Well, they also might be aware that there's some stuff happening. Actually, wait.
Unless they've been in radio contact, these guys would not know about that.
Actually, that's a good point. No, but they are effectively still saying no.
All right. Is there a good time we could come back and ask about it? Or is there someone else we can talk to about this? It's very important.
At the moment, no, just give us, like, I don't know, it's going to take the whole rest of the day. Why don't you come back tomorrow?
That's rough. Are you sure there's no one we can talk to? A manager? A director? Something like that?
If you really want to do that, we have a booking. We have booking in the... we handle all that stuff in the castle. But not in the church.
Really? Because I didn't see anyone around the castle.
Yes, we've been wandering around for a while now trying to find someone.
Did you go?
It's quite unhelpful.
We did?
Yes.
There should have been a booking, like, little kiosk or...
No, it was completely empty. You can go look for yourself, buddy.
Why don't you try looking again?
No.
I don't know what I can do to help you, because if they're not there, then I don't know what to do. But what I do know to do is to make sure that no one messes up the floor or anything else while it's getting cleaned.
Sir, look at me. I am pristine. I'm not going to mess up the floor.
Hey, the fact that the thing that's just playing in my head is that one thing from the janitor and harvester when he just pulls out a nail gun. You think because I'm a janitor that I have no sense of pride? You asked for it.
I do want to appreciate that, like, also, Queen is the only one here who doesn't look human?
No,
I thought Haley was a...
Yeah, Haley's a squirrel girl.
Oh, I thought Haley was human. Never mind then. No, this is way funnier.
No, squirrel girl, hyena, Fernanda.
Claudia's just a fucking elf.
Yeah, Claudia's just an elf.
God, it's either that, or I was thinking of Harvester, or that one bumbling security guard in Noctropolis. Like his head FMV on the brain. But
okay,
no, they...
But if it's Noctropolis, then when do we hang some wieners over a pit to get a dog to jump?
Give me time.
Look, we don't have Yuhar on this mission.
Regardless, they're very adamant that they don't want you to come in.
Just to check at this point, how close are they?
I mean, they're like 20 feet.
Let's see.
Like, if you were doing, like, I don't know if I'd say, they are just at that distance between engage and short range.
All right. Let me check.
Also, out of curiosity, what kind of order of monks tools around with baseball bats?
Nah, you've seen the Jesuits. They've got a... They go into all those kind of places where they gotta go.
Well, that didn't happen yet.
Yeah.
we reversed time slightly.
Oh, okay. That never
happened. Yeah, that's non-canon.
Damn. Next thing you know, they're gonna whip out Tommy guns and start yelling, Maranox and Phanax.
I wish.
All right, well, I'm going to make an axe roll at this point, charm.
Okay. So you're going to try charm.
It's very important that we make this wedding arrangement.
this shitty rundown chapel.
Let me take a look.
It's also great that the two most, like, clearly non-human people in this three-person party are the ones trying to do this.
At least spoke to God.
That's a
good
point, actually, now that I think about it.
This church.
What was that, Lolo?
Now that you've mentioned that, it's like, oh yeah, that probably might factor in.
It's not even the person who looks like closest to human. No, it's the hyena and the squirrel.
I would say that that is a good point. You're gonna have a limited effect due to your race.
I know how to I'll exist and just like Claudia's gonna give the look like, no, please, they're helping me for my wedding. We really need to look around. Give the old doe eyes.
I don't know, you got the pointy ears. I don't know how effective that'll be.
Look, these kind of people are about elves.
It is the, based on geography and roughly what that would be, it's the fun, are they white? Game.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, the generally shifting paradigm of what defines whiteness.
Like, they are about good in, like, maybe the equivalent of, say, if they're Slavic.
It's fine, though, they're still white supremacists, so it doesn't really matter.
This is true.
Yeah.
But also... let's see. Okay, you do an assist.
Alright, position
I'll have it be
controlled.
Normal, then. But regardless, since it is kind of a tense thing, it is at least, it's going to be risky. So probably risky, normal.
Yeah, 3 stress left.
All right.
Wait, hold on. You have 3 stress left?
Yes.
Hold on a moment. That's not the right thing. Where's my, I have too many tabs open.
Also, you get one more die, DM.
Oh, all right. Well, do this again then.
Wait, you're playing Claudio?
Yeah.
It still says. Oh, are you keeping track in roll 20?
Yeah, I was using roll 20. Let me go.
Oh. Yeah. So you're dazed at this point.
Oh wait, no, I don't. That's right. I don't know why I was keeping track in roll 20 because. I forgot we had the break before we did this, so yeah, actually, no, I'm at, like, 14 still, that's right.
Okay. That makes sense, because it's like, wait, you would have passed dazed at some point.
Yeah, I need to just remember to stick with 1.
Okay, so you roll 2, 4, and 5, so you got a mixed success. So, I will say that while they're not going to let you into the church, they are at least less hostile and more amused by your presence. Like, look, I know this is an important day, but we can't do anything about it, and it's getting cleaned. There's nothing in here that can help you with that.
You sure it's getting cleaned? Because it doesn't look like y'all are doing anything.
They put some stuff on it. It's got to sit.
Really? Because it looks like shit.
It's rustic.
Okay, Bucko. Saint Chapel sucks.
Suppose there's nothing left to do then but to clean house ourselves, right, ladies?
I guess we're gonna have to kill these guys.
Say that out loud, dumbass.
Oh, I'm not saying that out loud.
Here I go killing again. Guess no time like the present.
Okay, yeah, no. So...
knife to the throat.
God damn it!
Okay.
Throwing knife to the throat.
Well, before we okay. Do you want to do, like, a group thing again, or is it just going to start with this knife to the throat?
Yes.
Yeah, no, the knife for the throat starting is way funnier.
Yes, it's way funnier that way.
Haley only knows one fucking trick, but boy, is it a trick.
God, just really good at ripping out throats.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't intend for it to be like this, but she's apparently quite good at knives.
Look, as long as Haley doesn't do the whole leak in the butthole thing, we're good.
It's celery, thank you.
Celery, thank you.
Because I was also thinking that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Probably for the best.
Where is it in here, Lolo? Where the fuck is it?
It's great because it's also not going to go through the Discord, through the recording thing. And I'm not putting those noises. I'm not putting the sounds of MacGruber having sex. Okay, now the soundboard's been activated. Anyway. So, how do you want to knife to throat?
I'm just gonna aim this time.
Okay. Aim. You're pretty close, and especially if they were like slightly disarmed. It's gonna be like, especially since it's gonna be a risky because it's like you're just doing it right in front of them. But the effect's gonna be probably standard.
All right. Let's go. Standard. Anything else? Nope, I need to buy that one. Right.
4 to 3. Let me actually check something.
The knife is in the throat, but he's not immediately dead.
I mean, it's not a pleasant way to die, honestly.
Well, I just want to punch, just check our... Do I not put in like a throwing knife? I could have sworn.
No, you did, but you moved it down to the bottom of the list for whatever reason.
Okay, I just wanted to get the number. Okay. Still one. So yeah, that's what I kind of think, that you throw the knife and it connects, but it's like it hits them like right in, like it goes a little low, so it gets them right in like the upper part of like the chest,
the
like
sternum.
Maybe like, yeah, like kind of that bit where it's like down into the left of like almost by the shoulder blade.
Ah, it hit the fucking clavicle.
Yeah. So they are definitely, you definitely wounded them, but they are not out.
God damn it, Haley.
I would even say they are slightly stunned from it, of just all of a sudden 5 seconds ago they did not have a knife in them and now they do, and it's slightly a shock.
Haley just looks at Queen and says, proceed.
I want to kick the knife.
Okay, so you're going to axe kick the knife.
Yes.
All right. That is going to probably be the same. It's going to be risky standard.
Look, you give me this golden opportunity. Risky standard, okay. Let me check everything really quick. It's been a hot minute. That's not the right character. Okay, risky standard. Oh yeah, I get the strike boost, that's right. I forget. Action roll boost is just another die, right?
Yeah, it's another die.
Okay, Yeah, okay. let's just do this. Let's just do it to it. That'll be 4 dice.
Okay. 5, 4, 1, 2. That is also a mixed success. You go to kick.
Still not dead.
What was that?
I said still not dead, but now the knife's even deeper in.
Well, the thing is, these are not like things, so they can take more than 2 hits. So if it's going to be a hit, they have to die. That's just going to be how it is.
I mean, an axe kick is an axe kick. That is getting jammed into his torso.
Yeah, if I'm just trying to think of what.
I mean, if there's no clear like outcome for like a mix, might as well just do the full.
Well, the thing is that, yeah, it's going to be. So here's what I'm thinking. As the person saw the knife, or the other person saw the knife get thrown and lodged in, during the like few seconds he'd managed to reach within and keep or like brandish the baseball bat finally, and seeing Queen go for the axe kick, goes ahead and goes for a swing, and connects for one harm.
Dick move, friend.
So do you want to take that?
It is one fucking harm. I had full harm. I was fine. It was stress that was the problem.
Okay. So yeah, you get hit from that. The person is dead. But you take a harm.
Queen is in fact full of harm.
Queen just grins at him.
Look, pal, you could have just let us in. You and your buddy could have probably stayed alive a little bit longer.
You're gonna need to clean the floor with your special shit again, buddy.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Torpid.
Let's say, is Claudia gonna do anything?
Yeah, no, sorry, something came in. So, but yeah, I'm just gonna just take a magic bolt shot and just go for it. Cause yeah, let's see, yeah, just magic bolt and just give that a go.
All right. So what skill are you gonna use for that?
Yeah, channel, since both channel and aim are the same, so.
Okay. I would still say risky standard.
We never did update these macros.
Nope, they have been out of date for ages.
Yeah, because I'm gonna have to go in and remember where I need to edit that. A 4, so it's also a mixed success. I will say that you go for a shot, but it also slightly goes like, I take it the whatever you're using as an implement kind of gets maybe knocked around a little bit in the tussle and slightly deviates from aim. So you hit them, but not for the full amount.
Let's go take a chance. I'm gonna resist that.
Okay.
So that's hard. 2 dice.
3 and a 2, so you take 3 stress. But for that 3 stress,
I'm at 7.
You're at, what was your max? 14?
14.
So you're now dazed.
Yeah.
So you do manage to take the guy out, though.
Well, there were 2 guys, 3.
There was just the 2 guys at the front, so they're both now dead.
All right, down to 14. Excellent work, ladies.
They could have just let us in.
They could have, but they decided to get in the way of love.
They're gonna have to clean their floors again.
Oh, that won't be a problem for long. Haley turns around and goes and locks the door.
Okay.
And then searches the bodies.
Okay. You find the robe, like basically they were wearing white. Like the robes were most of what they had. They had the baseball bats on them. And outside of like they're wearing some like just like a pants shirt underneath that really didn't have much in it.
Are they wearing some kind of earpieces?
No.
Alright.
Or
I was trying to figure out what the sensor was for. I would assume it's a silent alarm for them.
Oh, that, yes, no. No, they don't have anything.
Alright. Let's grab them. Drag them back there. She points at the at the curtain that's hiding the confessionals.
Sorry, what were you pointing there?
The curtain that's hiding the confessionals.
Oh, you just wanted to...
Oh, so this is where they were hiding them, huh?
Nope.
Yep.
Just fine.
They really didn't try very hard, did they?
No, a curtain and some sort of sensor. I guess it triggers some sort of silent alarm.
I'd leave it to these losers to half-ass everything. Still. Can't even take a fucking knife to the clavicle. What a fucking chump.
They haven't had the training we've had.
I would simply just not get stabbed.
Okay. But
still. Haley will deliberately pull the curtain back so that the sensor trips.
Okay. There is nothing notable that happens.
Curious.
But you get a good view of the confessionals.
Oh, so they cleaned out already, or?
Oh, they're like. Are you saying like they were like. Like, were they actually clean or actually?
No, like, they had anything that sign that they took stuff out.
Oh, yeah, you don't see anything notable in there.
All right, well, stick them in their confessionals for now. We'll deal with them later.
Yeah, let's put the curtain back, too. It's more fun if it's a surprise.
Indeed. You said there were side rooms in this place?
Yeah, you would have to kind of get them... Actually, wait, there would be, like, areas where, like, there'd be, like, dressing rooms or whatever that you would need for, like, preparing for a wedding.
The wedding we were denied.
Tragic.
Well, let's go investigate these rooms.
So, actually, one thing just to further, like, illustrate what the room looks like, it is, like, think of the room as like a giant circle where like the two sets of curtains are to the top to the left. There are two sets of doors in like the back that goes towards like the rooms where you like prepare and they kind of meet up with like the lobbies so that there's like an outer circle, or probably more like a square that has the rooms in their hallways that have things to the side. And then there is a word just left my brain. The thing that there's an altar in the center. And the thing that the priest gives sermon from. I cannot for some reason remember what the term for that is.
It's built like this kind of.
Yes. Yeah, so there's like a center area where there's like the pulpit.
Yes. All right, well, still going to check the side rooms, areas, whatever.
As you kind of go in the side rooms, they're not, nothing is like, there is like a couple of offices that are not being used at the moment, or like no one's in it. There's like some rooms where some classes might be held. But other than that, that's nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah, they shake their head. Not being very subtle, they are holding Sunday schools here.
Look, nobody said they had to be smart to do this.
Like, this land is... Look, if you do the right paperwork, it's really easy to get land here.
It's a shitty fucking motel and dinner theater. Like, who's gonna give a shit?
Alright. Where do they keep the blood of Christ in this church?
Probably in a closet that's by in the back where the dressing room is. There's probably like one of them goes to like a dressing room, the other goes to like a closet or something.
Alright. Haley's gonna swipe a bottle from there.
Why are you taking that? That stuff's awful.
Oh, this is gonna be part of our exit. She goes and sets it over by the confessionals. Anyway, Libra wanted us to find secret passages, so I guess we need to start do a second over of this place.
You gonna try to light it?
Yeah, I can sparkle flame easy.
It's fine. It's not gonna light. as well as you'd like. It's cheap, shitty communion wine.
You know what I wondered? Wait. Now I'm actually having a... How well would a communion wafer light on fire?
Wait, the wafer or the wine? Because, like, the wine wafer. Still, like... The wafer's, like...
For some reason, there's, like... Like, what is...
Your pile of dry communion wafers.
Basically kindling.
Yeah, kindling. And we pour the alcohol friendly. They're a little shitty bonfire. God, no, yeah. This is all terrible.
All right.
Anyway, I'm investigate role.
Okay. Is there any particular place you want to check, or are you just doing it in general?
The altar seems a likely place.
Okay. Your effect is going to be
great.
Yeah, your effect's going to be great, and it's controlled. Like, there is no... Okay, 426. So you succeed. As you go by the altar, you kind of like take a look and notice that the altar actually kind of moves kind of easily. It doesn't have a whole lot of weight to it. And you move it to the side. And you notice that there is, looks like some sort of hatch.
Well, look what we got here.
Like, if you were to, like, use the image that you gave, like, if you move that table, like, it looks like the floor could also open up a little bit, and there is a little door that's, like, on the side of the thing.
All right. Is it locked?
You don't feel like you could see the thing. There doesn't look to be a handle to it, though.
Probably some kind of latch.
All right. Is there a latch?
No. Like, you, it needs to open somewhere else.
Yes, we need to find the hidden button.
Yeah. Investigate roll. Find hidden button.
Okay. So basically do the same roll. Complete great. Or control great. 236. So you succeed. You go look up by the altar, or like by the pulpit, and you find that there's a button underneath the thing. You press it, and then opens it up, revealing that there is a door that has like a staircase going down to it.
Previous episodes of Hazeltown Story can be found at thekindrewind.hazel.town or radio.hazel.town. If you would like to know more about the universe and have an interest in video games, you can watch Lord of the Puzzles Journal, our sister show, that can be found at theater.hazel.town or bekindrewind.hazel.town. If you would like to keep up to date with Lolo, you can follow them at Coast or Blue Sky at Lolo the Puzzler. There is also a Discord server in which you can potentially catch episodes being recorded live at club.hazel.town. Thank you for listening to Hazeltown Story. I welcome you to come back for more.